This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Union Cabinet has approved 3 new corridors as part of Delhi Metro's Phase 5A project worth around 12,015 crore rupees. These corridors are RK Ashram Marg to Indraprastha, Aerocity to Airport Terminal 1 and Tughlakabad to Kalandi Kunj. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that with this expansion, the Delhi metro network will cross 400 kilometres. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted that Delhi's infrastructure has got a major boost. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that cabinet's approval for 3 new corridors as part of Delhi Metro's Phase 5A project will expand the capital's metro network, thus boosting ease of living and reducing congestion. The centre has issued directions to the states for a complete ban on the grant of any mining leases in the Aravallis and a major step towards conservation and protection of the entire Aravalli range, stretching from Delhi to Gujarat from illegal mining. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Ministry said in a statement that this prohibition applies uniformly across the entire Aravalli landscape and is intended to preserve the integrity of the range. The directions are aimed at safeguarding the Aravallis as a continuous geological ridge extending from Gujarat to the National Capital Region and at stopping all unregulated mining activities.
Congress has been trying to spread falsehood. As far as the information that we have, that from the 1200 mines in Rajasthan, 700 allotments were done under Ashok Gehlot only. These misleading things don't affect people. The case is still open in the Supreme Court, and they shouldn't make a political tool of this.
The Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship has invited industry leaders to participate in the PM Setu scheme, marking a shift towards an industry-led model of vocational training. This initiative represents a significant change in how vocational training works, moving from government-led policy to a model where the industry takes the lead in managing and executing training. The ministry has released an expression of interest, EOI, to find anchor industry partners for the upgradation of national skill training institutes. States and UTs have also started releasing EOIs to identify partners who will help transform select industrial training institutes. So far, Karnataka, Gujarat, Assam and Chandigarh have released the EOI. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government stands like a rock with the states in their fight against drug and human trafficking, cybercrime and organized crime. Addressing a function in Panchkula, he said that the country is now in safe hands. Mr. Shah has said that the government has emphasized upon strengthening agriculture and rural development. Addressing the mega cooperative conference organized by KRIBHCO in Panchkula yesterday, he said the agriculture budget has been increased to 1,27,000 crore rupees in the recent years. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the centre's contribution under the Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji scheme has been raised to nearly 95,000 crore rupees as compared to Manrega, which was 86,000 crore rupees. In an article in an English daily, Mr. Chauhan said the President has assented to the Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Act 2025, enhancing the statutory wage employment guarantee to 125 days. He said under the scheme, states are treated not as mere plan implementing agencies, but as partners in development empowered to notify and operationalize their own schemes within the statutory framework. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the people on the eve of Christmas. In a message, the president said Christmas is the festival of joy and enthusiasm, which conveys the message of love and compassion. In badminton, rising shuttlers Unnati Hooda, Tanvi Sharma, Ronak Chauhan and Sanskar Saraswat registered convincing wins to advance in the 87th Senior National Badminton Championships in Vijayawada, Andhra Pradesh yesterday. Top seed Unnati, who had a bye in the first round, hammered wildcard entrant Akansha Mat 21-8-21-18, while World Junior Championship silver medalist Tanvi began her campaign with a 21-10-21-14 win over Asian under-15 girls singles gold medalist Shaina Manimuthu. And that is the end of this news.